Redeemery in Ventura, California. The Elcut Overlord Redeemery, Underling and Priestly Redeemery, and Ego Flush, Ventura, Big Sur, Ad Finitum. This is Elcut, the next step.
Thank you and a very pleasant good day to you. Welcome to Elcut, the next step. I am Dr. Ed Elcut. Newly born and flushed, as you know, I had a brief span as an overlord, but I've been newly born, flushed, ego-sucked, and I've been flattened and returned to the priestly level I have. But let me tell you what I'm doing tonight, and this is something that is owed me through the permute. As you know, I exercised permute last week in terms of expressing myself fully as to certain, shall we say, feelings that I had. However, the permute also does allow us one day, and one day only, of relaxation, what we call an Elcut, the next step, laying it out, looking at it, taking a picture of it, and selling it on the street. That's what we call relaxation. It's what you call relaxation, so what did I do?
Well, you missed step. You said that's what you call, that's what we call.
That's my blended one. That's Gloria Grover. So, okay, I got to get leveled.
Give you hymen?
My hymen?
Are you happy about that?
Well, Ed, no one can understand. Ed had to be leveled because he missed step there. You'll be good. That's a very brief. That's what we call the permute level, which is now afforded, Dr. Elcut.
All right, I'm fine now. Yes, I'm afforded the short, succinct, sharp, and extremely graphic leveling of the permute. It is no less discomforting, but it's shorter, and it leaves my pants done up, well laced in the back, the fly working, and no worse for the wear.
What Dr. Elcut is referencing, take it easy, Ed, will you?
I'm fine.
Is that when he is leveled through the permute, the pants come flying off almost at the speed of light, and then return.
Welcome to Elcut, the next step. Dr. Ed Elcut at your service. And as I was saying, I have afforded myself a little bit of relaxation this weekend. I am here with my blended one on the dirt floor at a state fair, Gloria Grover, otherwise known as Overlord Hoogie or Shoogie. But guess what? I made myself a drink.
You know what? I'm going to give you a round.
Thank you. That's right. I'm having a drink for the first time in several months.
Ed, don't be bitter.
I'm not bitter at all. I'm simply saying to you, all of you out there, I'm doing the you, all of you out there.
Well, you, all of you out there doesn't really apply, does it?
Does in my life. The you, all of you out there is a part of the big thick one. It references the grand expanse of mediocrity that can be the human race. And as I guess, by Gloria's response, there is a great deal of mediocrity greeting me having a couple of drinks.
Ed, you're getting very close to being disrespectful to an OL.
Really? Well, I don't think so. I think I'm having a couple of pops, huh?
Good God, Ed.
Having a couple of pops of tequila.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Elcut is afforded, through the permute, one weekend of lecternal drinking. That is, as he stands at the lecternal to give the message of Elcut the next step, he is allowed to imbibe rather liberally.
You got that right.
What's your lingo? You're getting into the beatnik phase.
Boy, you know what? You just misstepped. If you'd been a priesterly, you misstepped there.
Well, you did misstep because you went, you just...
Oh, no, I didn't. You've got...
Oh, that was particularly harsh.
All right, Gloria, you win. I misstepped. Welcome to Elcut, the next step. I am Dr. Ed Elcut, and we are very, very delighted to be with you through today's lecternal. Today we're going to speak on the relaxation, permutation, and the permute of two little fingers of tequila in a brass jug, your mama too.
I'm Gloria Grover. I'm an overlord. And I would like to back up what Ed is saying and I call him Ed because he is my dirt-floored county fair blended one. What he is saying, though, is that we all need to be able to stretch, to relax, to lay it on the table, to be able to say to one and all, come on, take a good long look at it, because my pants will be...
Get a load of you.
I'm sorry. Oh.
But, well, I just messed up.
Yeah, you did. You went, well, dude. Don't be such a slob, Ed.
Okay, go ahead. Be the name.
What I was going to say is that one can permute as well as demute and still retain the legality and elegance of Elcott the Next Step. In the big thick... Oh, I misstepped.
Well, is that a Overlord misstep?
I think so. What do you think, Overlord Hepcat?
Well, I did it.
Oh, never mind. You're an idiot.
You do it. Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Okay, come on.
God, I've never seen an Overlord get leveled. Well, I had when I was an Overlord, but I've forgotten what it looked like.
Just do the thing, okay, bitch?
I'll never get over you calling me bitch. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. Good morning and welcome to this morning's lecturnal on Elcott, The Next Step. As I mentioned, I'm having a cocktail. What of it?
All right, I have reconstituted since my leveling. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Elcott and I should have been far more dignified in our presentation. Also, I'm looking at the levels here. Is Phil Hendry the engineer?
Yes, he is. Phil?
Yeah?
These levels look like shit. Dr. Elcott, you just used the word shit. I'm allowed to through the permute, bitch.
I'm sorry, Phil.
In Elcott the Next Step, when one is permuted, after being elevated to the Overlord status, one is degraded, and yet, at the same time, one fleshes out, blimps out, and eventually waddles out of the room at a neat 200...
We're having problems here. I think the only solution's a leveling.
Oh, sure. That's what you'd say, because...
Okay, go ahead.
We are having some difficulty because Dr. Elcott is engaged in using the permute so that he could have a drink. He's having a double shot of tequila with whatever that is, ginger beer, something that Mr. Hendry recommended.
Yes, I did.
That's nice, because look what you've done to him.
It's okay, Bill. I think it's bye-bye.
This is Gloria Grover. In Elcott the Next Step, we siphon ego and we throw it into the street the same way you might throw into the street something that smells that you just found in the trunk of your car.
Well, that could be anyone. I've just said it. Well.
You were going to say anyone. You wanted to say anything. You misstep, bitch.
Oh, come on, will you, Gloria?
Good, okay. The levelings are coming fast and furious this week on...
Elcott, The Next Step.
I love that note right there. That's Overlord Bob Whipham. Good job there, Bob.
Thank you.
He really knows how to play that flute or whatever that thing is. Speaking of playing the flute or whatever that thing is, Dr. Elcott is with me. Are you reconstituted?
Yes, I am. As I was trying to say at the very beginning of the lecturnal, I'm having a couple of drinks, and I don't care who knows it.
Don't get so arrogant.
I am entitled through the permute.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Ah, yeah. Phil, the levels on this better be at optimum pace.
Yes, sir.
Because what I'm looking at here on the VU meter, this is some real garbage.
Dr. Elcott, be kind.
Look, Gloria, I'm allowed through the permute to speak as I will. I'm having a drink. Back off.
You're getting very, very close to being leveled cum laude.
Oh, you wouldn't dare.
Watch it.
All right, it's going to be 7:47. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I always feel what I said.
Oh, no one understands you, okay? This is Gloria Grover, and welcome to Elcott The Next Step. This is our weekly tutorial and lecturnal on how you, too, can siphon ego away and enjoy a wonderfully spiritual life, living in the confines of nothingness. When you have no ego, you have no you. And when you have no you, you are pure spirit. You float, you flit, you fly away, and then come siphoning back. It is ultimate freedom, having no ego, the Elcott the Next Step way.
Get the big thick one in the Elcott the Next Step bookstore. Visit us at Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. The big thick one, it is the text, the liturgical text of Elcott the Next Step.
What happened to him?
Well, I could say he was leveled, but he was. What happened to you, Mr. Announcer?
Hello. That got on slid.
Are you an Elcottian?
Fuck no.
Oh my God, the language.
It's all right, honey.
Don't call me honey. I'm an overlord.
I'm sorry. Is that a misstep?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been able to say one thing in the whole bitch show.
Are you all right, Mr. Announcer?
Elcott the Next Step. If you'd like a transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elcott the Next Step, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. Label it Elcott the Next Step Transcript. We'll send something back in that envelope, no telling what it'll be. This is Elcott the Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and I'm having a couple of drinks, and I don't care who knows it. Even though I am allowed the drinks through the permute, I've been leveled about three times, and Gloria Grover, that is Overlord Hoogie, is here giving me all kinds of stuff.
Don't go ghetto.
I just did.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you do the beatnik, you go ghetto. Oh, ow, 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 ow.
Oh, grow up.
How I wish I could level you.
You can't level me for being disrespectful during the permute.
Just misstep one more time. One more time, Ed. And watch how your underwear comes flying off while you're still wearing your...
My pants? This is Phil Henry, the engineer. Dr. Elcott and also Overlord Gloria Grover have both collapsed. You could hear the release of gas. Not gas. Well, whatever that was. What happened?
What happened, Phil? I was describing... In Elcott the Next Step, when one is leveled par excellence, your underwear, you lose your underwear, but your pants are still on. Do you understand?
No, I don't. Neither do I, Phil.
Well, it happened to you. Look at that.
Holy Christ, my underwear.
And you're still wearing your slacks.